But the first step is to accept that you did not create the ego with its sense of doership. It is God who created the ego with the sense of doership. And this is what seeing with the third eye is. If we remove all these abstract concepts about the third eye, it simply means not seeing through the eyes of duality. And if your daily living is lived that way, it becomes a living prayer. When you feel that I'm accepting people more and more for who they are, that is seeing through the third eye. It's not something esoteric. I'm accepting myself for who I am. I'm easier on myself, lighter on myself. What is happening? Your being is becoming lighter. Your sense of being is becoming lighter. That is looking through the third eye. That is worshipping the living God. And accepting God's will is looking through the third eye, not through my eyes. Seeing the illusion for what it is looking through the third eye. Knowing from your own experience that this does not exist in the deep sleep state is looking through the third eye. Knowing how everything in life is transient. Your pleasures come and go, your pains come and go. If you're in a job, if you're in a business, some months are good, some months are not. Some relationships are good, some relationships are not. Knowing that this too shall pass is looking through the third eye.